This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 29.
Welcome to Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3. Assalamu alaikum, I'm your host, Zainab Hamdi, and this is the Productive Muslim Ramadan Heart Detox Challenge. So today could be the last day of Ramadan, but we don't yet know for sure. And we've nearly come to the end of this detox challenge. You guys have one more podcast left and then you have to never hear from me again. I'm joking. I'm sure you all loved these podcasts. Today your article is actually very short. Your article is on racing towards good deeds. And I want you guys to read this because there's a very key story here in that there was a man who wanted to go visit a friend who'd had a knee operation. And he kept putting it off until finally when he decided to do it, he went to the masjid to go see his friend. He went to the masjid to pray and then go see his friend. And he found his friend already at the masjid and had already healed and was feeling much better. And he kept telling himself off, like, why did I put off this opportunity? Bearing in mind, visiting your sick Muslim brother, there's a huge reward for it, you know, caring for your neighbor. And in this article, there's a hadith. It's a hadith Qudusi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O son of Adam, I was sick and you did not visit me. And the person will say, O my Lord, how could I visit you when you are the Lord of the worlds? And then Allah would say, didn't you know that such and such servant of mine was sick, but you did not visit him? And were you not aware that if you had visited him, you would have found me by him? Thinking about that, how easy is it for us to put off good deeds? How easy is it for us to delayed doing something that will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and divert our attention elsewhere? You know, there's a saying that I heard that to this day I still fully believe it, and it's that no one is too busy, people just have different priorities. And the reason that I believe that is because when you want to do something, 100% you will find the time to do it. You know, if you want to sit down and binge watch a series of Netflix, you will find the time to be able to do it regardless of how many tasks and duties you have to do. The same way, we've reached a time in this day and age where I feel like when we make physical plans to see each other, because we're so connected through social media, just send a message and that's it. When we do make plans to go meet each other, we see it as so much effort. We're counting in transport time, we're counting in getting there, spending time and then going back. And we have this idea that, you know, when someone cancels plans and you feel grateful because you're like, yes, I didn't want those plans in the first place, alhamdulillah. That sort of mentality is how we've become in this day and age. And it's not something that has barakah in it. You know, spending time with our friends, with our family, when they're sick or when they're in health, you know, having a gathering where we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's something that we find is effort to do. So for example, I go to a bi-weekly halaqa and it's once every 2 weeks. And even then, sometimes it might get cancelled and it'll end up being once a month. But even then, there are people within it who'll be like, sorry, I can't make it, I have something else to do. Or they'll say, you know, I'm too tired or whatever. And, you know, probably they do, some of them, they do have a genuine excuse. But also at the same time, it's recognizing that, you know, if someone's invited you to like a party or something, you would go. Whereas when someone invites you to something that's caused for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't interest you as much and you're like, you know what, let me put it off. Netflix requires a subscription of, I don't know, maybe $10-$12 a month. I'm not sure how much it is. And as Muslims, we're willing to pay that. Why not? We're getting our money's worth. But when you're asked to pay a subscription for a Muslim website to gain Islamic inspiration, we tend to be apprehensive. This is a chance for us to get good deeds. You know, spending our money like that is a form of ibadah. You're spending it in order for you to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's something we become apprehensive about. Is it actually going to be worth my money? You know, when the adhan goes off and it's time to pray, you know, we've got 3 hours before the next salah comes in. Let's finish doing what we're doing first. Let me make that phone call that I need to do. Let me put this to cook. Let me do the laundry. And then once I've done that, I will get ready to pray. If it comes to reading Quran, you know, let me leave my Quran until right before I go to sleep when I'm completely exhausted, completely tired. And then I'll tell myself, actually, let me put it off tomorrow. We need to have this mentality where we're racing towards things that bring us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes that can be quite difficult. Sometimes if it's not something you're used to, it feels a bit forced. Like you're trying to force this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's not as intense as you think it is. And it ends up being hard to do these acts of ibadah because they don't feel genuine. They feel like they're forced from you. But like this heart detox has been about from the beginning of it. It's about taking, your heart is on a diet. You're taking out the things that are unhealthy for you. So you've cut out music, you've cut out TV series, you're cutting out useless conversation with people. And every day you're reading things that benefit your soul. You're reading the Quran, you're reading your article of the day. You're doing different things that make you very conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that bring you reward. And it's in doing that, when you see the blessing of it, when you see sort of the contentment that it brings you, it then makes you realize that you want to race more towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this contentment is so important, because when the dunya gets really, really hectic and really, really busy, it is so easy to lose sight of what's important. Because you spend most of your time tired. You spend most of your time complaining. There's not enough hours in the day. I need to do this. I need to do that. And worship of Allah, ibadah takes a backseat. Apart from your five daily prayers, like, you do those, there's not much khushu' going on, but alhamdulillah, you've done the bare minimum that you need to do. You know, I want you to think of somebody who's done a favor for you. Somebody who's done something really nice for you. And you feel like you owe them. So then you go above and beyond to thank them. You know, you might buy them flowers. You might send them a really long romantic text message. Oh, this was so amazing. This was so kind of you. Whatever. If you were to think about all of the things that Allah has done for you, okay? The fact that you're able to see, the fact that you're able to hear, the fact that you are healthy, the fact that you have internet access to even listen to this podcast in the first place. Just start thinking about all of the amazing things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that He hasn't given everybody else, okay? And then think about how much time you've given back to Allah to thank Him for it. Apart from your five daily prayers, how much do we actually go above and beyond to really have a relationship with Allah to thank Him, okay? Thanking Allah doesn't mean, you know, sitting down, doing Qiyam al-Layl all night long, spending all day in prayer and spending all day fasting. No, thanking Allah is when you are going out there and you are doing good deeds, when you are helping other people, you are being kind to other people, you are speaking a good word, you're using a miswak stick, and that counts as ibadah. It counts as something that you're doing to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us except to worship Him. And through worshipping Him, we need to make sure that we are doing things that are pleasing to Him. And the best thing is, it's not hard to please Him. Like, it's genuinely not difficult. You hold off an argument with your parents because you decide, you know what, for the sake of Allah, I don't want to get into an argument with my parents. I'm going to swallow my pride. I'm going to apologize, even if perhaps you're not in the wrong. You're going to apologize because you want to say a good word to them, and you know that Allah has told you to treat your parents with ihsan. That's a good deed that you have now raced towards. You know, if somebody is sick, like the article that you read today, rather than just send them a WhatsApp message, you know, send them a message and saying, hey, is it possible to come and visit you? If you're not able to visit them, send them food. Cook them something and send it over to them. You know, there are so many things that we can do that when you evaluate it in the bigger picture, it would take you, what, maybe half an hour of your time. That half an hour, an hour of your time, you might end up spending on social media instead in an unproductive way. You've now spent it in a way that helps other people and that gets you ajr. So after reading this article, I really want us to sit and evaluate about how we're going to be content through racing towards good deeds. You know, when your iman is on a high and you feel like, for example, when the adhan comes in, you want to go pray. You're like, yes, it's time to go pray. I love this moment when I pray. That sort of feeling where things that please Allah are what appeals to you. I remember I was discussing it with a friend, and she said that when she gave up listening to music, for example, she found that even things to do with that once used to appeal to her, they lost their appeal. They were no longer attractive. She's like, it's almost as if, you know, before Shaitan used to make all of these things that are a waste of time look attractive, and now they're not attractive in the slightest for me. So after having listen to this long podcast and read this very short article, the next thing you're going to do is you're going to write a letter and post it to a friend or family member who's abroad. So you did this maybe 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, where you had to write a letter to a friend, a handwritten one. This time you're going to do it for someone who is abroad. So it could be your family members, it can be your friend. You can talk to them about how Ramadan has gone for you, but don't tell them that you're sending the letter. You know, make it a surprise for them, because in this day and age, it's receiving a letter that makes us so excited. Back in the 90s, it was when we received an email, we were like, yes, oh my God, an email. Now it's completely changed. When we receive an email, we don't want to read it, but when we receive a handwritten letter, we're like, oh my God, who's posting a letter to me? And then the last thing that you're going to do is you're going to choose a language that you don't know, and you're going to learn to say, hi, how are you, and what is your name in that language? These are your tasks for the day, and inshallah, I look forward to being with you tomorrow for the last podcast of this Heart Detox Challenge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.